working in the coal mine. That is Devo. Thanks for letting me join you wherever you're working or relaxing this hour of World Cafe. Thank you to our affiliates across the country who bring this show to you, including KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California, and KSLU in Hammond, Louisiana. We produce a show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have a greater opportunity for social and economic mobility. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today's episode is very dear to my heart. We're taking a fascinating one-hour magical mystery tour to my original homeland, Argentina. We're going to be exploring the past, present, and future of one of Latin America's most vibrant music scenes. With psychedelic rock, lo-fi avant-garde, slick synth pop, and much more. And what I like about this selection, hermano, is that we've done Argentina episodes a number of times before, and I think now we're getting ready to go beyond the obvious.
Yes, Ernesto. I felt that our listeners, or I like to hope our listeners, are fairly educated on some of the staple artists that we've played in the past Argentina episodes. Artists like Los Fabulosos Cadillacs and Soda Stereo. And I think it's time, you know, of course, we've got a few key players in this episode, but I thought it was great that we both chose a number of newer artists and songs from Argentina. And it's, of course, a country where you grew up and a country where I worked for Warner Music Argentina and spent a lot of time. So, you know, I think this episode is near and dear to both of our hearts, and hopefully our listeners hear that as such as they listen to the music. And I wanted to spotlight an artist, one of my favorite artists in recent years, really in any language, Marilina Bertoldi. She is an indie rock artist on the Palo Music label. She's had a number of Latin Grammy nominations, I should say, over the years. And she did win a couple of years back the Premio Gardel, which is kind of Argentina's equivalent to the Grammy. I think she just has this badass attitude. I feel like, you know, if artists like Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders were to be aware of her, Joan Jett, I feel like, you know, these artists would view her as a kindred spirit several decades, you know, younger, of course, but just a badass rocker, if you will. So let's take a listen. This is Marilina Bertoldi and one of my favorite tracks from her, La Casa de A, going back, I want to say 3 or 4 years.
Estaba en la casa. la casa de alguien más. Y nada más te dejo atada en lo que te supe hacer muy bien. Pero sé que nadie acá se escapará de mí.
Listening to the Latin Alternative in a special Argentina episode dedicated to some of the best new and, of course, essential tracks that have come out from Argentine alternative artists. We just heard the Kevin Finhier Collective. That track, Latin Dynamite, I love that song. That is almost like a straight-up homage to Fania Records and some of the soul and boogaloo music they were releasing in the 70s in particular. And I just love that it's actually coming from a young Argentine kid living in Buenos Aires. Again, Latin Dynamite from the Kevin Finhier Collective. And special shout-out and gracias to my friend Daniel Flores, editor-in-chief of Rolling Stone Argentina, for turning me on to that track.
Yes, I have to say, Daniel is a very sympathetic listener and gives great feedback in terms of music, because he was also involved in the list that I published in Rolling Stone a few months ago, selecting the 50 best albums of Latin American rock. And he was very helpful with this. We had some interesting discussions about which albums should be left in and which ones should be out. Speaking of Argentina, this is one of the most spectacular bands that I've discovered from my country in a long, long time. I'm talking about Miau Trio. This is a trio made up of Rocío Iturralde, Rocío Katz, and Mariana Michi. There's so much, it's so evocative, and there's so much to talk about here. There's a little bit of bossa nova, there is some doo-wop in a way, and this innocence of the voices, of the vocal harmonies of Latin music in the 50s and the 60s. But of course, with the metamodern spin. They have an album out, Cariño y Ternura. It's a wonderful title, produced by the one and only Tweety Gonzalez, always bringing the best of Argentine music. So check it out, hermano. This is Miau Trio with Odio Despertar.
Buscando el porqué, las maravillas que encontré con el dolor, ni una respuesta. A veces creo que soy parte de algo más, algo superior, pero las noches en que yo
silencio de la oscuridad. Para mí que nadie te vuelve a mirar. Te escondes en las sombras por algo ilegal. Para mí que nada, pero nadie te vuelve a mirar. Si escucha la sirena que puede llegar. Para mí que nada, pero nadie te vuelve a mirar. Si ven a la patrulla que vuelve a pasar.
Cada uno tiene su visión. La mía la perdí en un callejón.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative in a special episode dedicated to the music of Argentina, country where Ernesto grew up and a country where I lived and worked for some time. And we just heard the track Boulevard or Boulevard from one of Argentina's biggest reggae groups, Pericos. Ernesto, I was a big fan. I was living in Argentina, really at the golden age for them of Argentine reggae. Los Pericos really were, along with Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, kind of the kings of that scene. And they released one of my favorite albums, Yerba Buena, back in 1996. That track, Boulevard, was taken from that album. And this is a group that, besides just being an amazing reggae band and a group that you'll hear often at many an asado or barbecue, they played a role. They appeared in one of the Argentina episodes of Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations. They hosted an asado with Mr. Bourdain. So I always loved that episode, a combination of reggae and asado barbecue.
And to add a little bit of a malicious spin to this wonderful story, I have to tell you that a percussionist with the band Pericos lived on the same apartment building that I lived in Buenos Aires when I was in the neighborhood of Belgrano when I was about 19. And occasionally, I wasn't into reggae at the time, sadly, And I wasn't into Pericos. And occasionally they would start rehearsing and I would blast my vinyl of Queen 2 and Sheer Heart Attack, both some of my favorite Queen albums, you know, very glam rock, very heavy metal. And I would just blast them at full volume. So if any of the Pericos guys are listening to this, hey, that was me.
Wow, you almost stunted their career.
Not quite, fortunately, because then I became an actual, a great fan of the band. Now, on the contrary, I've been a fan of this band since its very inception. I'm talking about Miranda with an exclamation sign. I think the sense of humor plays such a big part in Argentinian rock and the Latin alternative in Argentina. And Miranda has always had a fantastic sense of humor, never taking themselves too seriously, into glam pop and this androgynous aesthetic and just these beautiful pop songs. This is from Souvenir, an album that came out in 2021. This is probably my favorite Miranda track of all time. I just love it. I think the production, the lyrics, everything is absolutely perfect about this. Un Tiempo by Miranda.
Yo lo sé, la nota que encontré te delató finalmente. Si me mentiste, solo dime la verdad. Si te metiste en una rueda de mandártela, huyendo siempre hacia adelante te escapas. Yo te amo tanto que te voy a perdonar, pero no me dejes, por favor. Entiendo que fue solo un momento, sería mejor la fidelidad. Si me amas de verdad, tiene que ser suficiente. Con acá, te siento justo acá. Si tienes alguien más, tan solo dilo de frente. Pongámonos de acuerdo en una situación. Una cosa es el cuerpo y otra cosa el corazón. Solo te digo que tomé la decisión. Demos el giro en el camino del amor.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Why, hello there, my overnight pretties. We don't need sleep. We like to stay up all hours and listen to music. Thanks for tuning in to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Julie Slater, your midday host. If you've got insomnia, or maybe you just work these kind of crazy hours, did you know that you can hop on over to thesocalsound.org and become a subscribing member today? Maybe you'd like to pick up some cool SoCal Sound swag. T-shirt, hoodie, maybe even a beanie. And by the way, when you become a subscribing member, you can put your name in the drawing for concert tickets all year round. Find out more by going to thesocalsound.org.
Are you looking to spread the word about your business or tell performing arts and music fans about your show, concert, or event? The SoCal Sound is a new DIY online underwriting platform that's an easy way to begin airing your messages. It's a simple, quick, and affordable way to reach people across LA and Orange County with messages about your business. And you'll be supporting this public music station. For 10% off your first campaign, use code INTRO10 at the SoCalSoundOnTap.org. That's the SoCalSoundOnTap.org.
Don't sweat costly vehicle repairs this summer. Instead, donate that unused car, truck, RV, or boat that's been taking space in the garage or driveway to the SoCal Sound today and help keep the best radio content on air for years to come. It takes just a couple of minutes to get started. We take care of the paperwork, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Go to thesocalsound.org/support or call 877-527-6123.
Hey there, this is John Doe, and X are doing a DJ residency on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, every Saturday at 6 p.m. this month. We're playing songs that we love, we're sharing stories of our favorite music.
Artist in Residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Para hablar, tanta celebridad con su rumor, su terror.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a special Argentina edition. We just heard one of my favorite tracks in the last few years, actually. I've played it a number of times in various episodes. The track Fuera de Lugar, or Out of Place, and it's by a band who in English we would call 1915. In Argentina, I believe they're known as 1915. That track, I don't know, it's something, you know, I don't hear that much power pop rock anymore. And when I heard that song, I was like, this is for me. I'd love it. It's very catchy. We've had a number of listeners over the years tell us they've liked that song as well. So that was Fuera de Lugar from 1915 or 1915.
Now, hermano, do you happen to remember Miss Panda Elliott?
How can I forget, Ernesto? We've featured a number of her songs over the last couple of years.
Yes, Panda Elliott arrived in L.A. She organized her own American tour, and she played at La Cita in downtown L.A. It was a memorable show, and I've been a fan since then. She is incredibly prolific. She is from Argentina, of course, but she grew up in Venezuela. She's such a talented multi-instrumentalist, producer, she has run recording studio, songwriter, vocalist, she's great stage presence, and occasionally she sends me a little packet of the stuff that she's been working on. And she recently produced a single by Kevin Johansen, we're going to get to that in a little while. But she also, just for fun, has a project called Glory Moon with a friend of hers. And they've been releasing singles based on the signs of the zodiac. This is just meant to be a lo-fi piece of fun experimental, but I think it's gorgeous, as pretty much anything that Panda does. So here's Glory Moon with the track Leo.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Argentina. Just played an essential track from Gustavo Cerati, who for many years, the frontman of the iconic arena rock band or stadium rock band, Soda Stereo. And he had an amazing solo career. He left this world all too early, as far as I'm concerned. But he put out just an incredible album in... Ernesto, 1998 or 1999, Boca Nada?
99, yes. I think this is one of the best albums in the history of Latin rock, for sure.
I agree. And it's also one of my favorite album covers of all time. Boca Nada, I think a reflection of its time, you know, trip hop, of course, included in meets rock. And I think, you know, in Latin America, especially before the internet, you were always a few years behind. I loved the fusion, though, of trip hop, which I think was hitting it out of the UK in probably like 95, 96. And I feel like Gustavo Cerati really, of any Latin artist to incorporate trip hop in his sounds, Gustavo did it best. That was Rio Babel, one of my favorite songs from the Gustavo Cerati album, Boca Nada. And as long as we're in Buenos Aires, let's stay in Buenos Aires. One of the biggest rap artists in Argentina is a very talented young man, Woz. But what I love about Woz is that he doesn't, unlike a lot of urban artists today who just truly limit themselves to, you know, kind of trap or reggaeton beats, Woz clearly grew up listening to rap rock groups like Molotov from Mexico and Rage Against the Machine. And that comes across a lot in this track we're going to play. This is Que Se Mejoren from Woz.
Mira mis sentimientos de muchacho, tan loco guacho. Se bambolegan como piernas de borracho. Voy sucio pero no me mancho. Es que estoy al revés, me cuelgan los pies de un gancho. Muchos años siendo fiel al mismo banco, al mismo riel, al mismo bando, al edén del bardo. Este pincel con el que pinté de semilla en son blanco, en el que proyectan tantos. Y ahora vemos cómo nos maltratan, cómo cambia el eje de la data. Cuando el que dicen que protege, que es el mismo que te mata, el que te ejecuta como rata. Hereje antiplaca. Nuestra vida depende de un dedo ajeno. Nos bajan el pulgar los dueños del coliseo. Como no digo lo que quieren, ahora miran feo. Ya saben que les deseo que se mejoren. Y si no la quieren ver, que se mejoren. Y si no quieren joder, que se mejoren. Y si no tienen con qué, que se mejoren, que se mejoren. Que se mejoren. Y si no la quieren ver, que se mejoren. Y si no quieren joder, que se mejoren. Y si no tienen con qué, que se mejoren. A ver si la bancan como dicen. Veo cómo crecen, se les tuercen las raíces. Hay poco en el plato y todo meto en las narices. No escucho las excusas de un adicto a mentir. Están viendo que inviten mejor a su maniquí. Con prebenda nueva, le muñe la justicia. De justa tiene poca, se viste de codicia. Hay mucho medio pelo con el ego amarillista. Matarían un hermano por ser tapa de revista. Acá los nuestros no pierden la risa. Sale otro six pack, se esquivan los problemas en zigzag. Vale, un par de frías somos tocantores. Acá la picardía se grita como loco. No pienses que esto es solo para señalar al resto. Sé que yo soy funcional al mal que digo que aborrezco. Pero tengo que exorcizarlo, que me resulta molesto. Aún sabiendo que cantando no cambio lo que detesto. Prefiero esto antes que tu displicencia. Están cantando mierda que algún gil se la comercia. Andan cabeceando la marcha de la obediencia. Así de fácil te van a disciplinar la esencia.
Y ahora miran feo. No somos parte de tu coliseo. Hacemos lo que yo quiero, entonces mira un feo. Ya saben que les deseo
que se mejoren. Y si no la quieren ver, que se mejoren. Y si no quieren joder, que se mejoren. Y si no tienen con qué, que se mejoren, que se mejoren, que se mejoren. Y si no la quieren ver, que se mejoren. Y si no quieren joder, que se mejoren. Y si no tienen con qué, que se mejoren, que se mejoren.
This is the Latin Alternative.
I'm Julie Slater, your midday host. Time for a quiz. When is the best part of the week? You over there with the long hair and guitar.
Is it Friday on a Friday every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound with me and Julie Slater on the radio?
That is correct, young man. You win $8 billion. Now get over here and pick some music.
Friday on the Friday, every Friday at 1 p.m. on the SoCal Sound.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Lo recuerdo más que bien cuando te conocí, susurraste algo en mis ojos que yo solo vi, y te reíste de casi todos mis chistes, y yo hablé toda la noche sin parar. Entendí entonces y ahí que eras mi hogar. Vamos a la luna que estalla, las estrellas, suerte que encontré a la mía aquí en la tierra. Y sobran palabras cuando uno entendió, nos perdemos en traducciones. Cuando habla el amor, y yo nunca pero nunca me creí tan corajudo, y nunca pero nunca me creí mi propio speech, pero sí en la madre natura, en la marea, el ir y venir, el ir y venir. Vamos a la luz que estallan las estrellas, suerte que encontré a la mía aquí en la tierra. Estrellas, suerte que encontré a la mía aquí en la tierra. Vamos, vamos.
This is the Latin Alternative. Today an episode devoted to the music of Argentina, and I'm getting very much nostalgic. So many friends of the show are here with their gorgeous songs. And isn't this amazing, hermano, to listen once again to the gravelly voice of the inimitable Kevin Johansen?
Ernesto, I always love any excuse to put Kevin on this show. He's a personal friend and one of my favorite artists ever to come out of Argentina. But of course, we'd be remiss not to mention that he's half American, half Alaskan, if you will.
Exactly. He's, our favorite Argentino-Alaskan citizen, and now produced by another awesome friend of the Latin Alternative, Panda Elliott. So happy for her and the production. She also played guitar on this one. This was a new single by Kevin, who's always prolific, always active, and always coming up with great tunes. I mean, he's really a solid songwriter and a great singer. This was Vals de la Luna by Kevin Johansen. Now, I'm also excited that we're going to play one of my favorite new bands from Argentina. And they cultivate, it's like, this is really as authentic as rock and roll gets in my book. What do you think, hermano?
Well, Ernesto, if we're going auténtico, and usted señálemelo, I would say yes. So let's talk about this song, Las Flores Sangran. One of the things I like about it and this album, Tripolar, it was produced by Rafael Arcaute, an artist who's really had a hand in so many different genres. I mean, whether it's urban artists, veteran urban artists like Ilya Kuryaki or Calle 13 or Jorge Drexler, as a producer, Rafael Arcaute is all over the place. And when he told me he was producing Usted Señala Milo's album, Tripolar, I was very excited to listen. And I was a big fan of this track, Las Flores Sangran.
No puedo darte más así.
Hi, we are listening to the Latin Alternative. We are Usted Señálamelo.
El baile terminó, la gente ya se fue y solo quedo yo. Mirando sin ver, las luces se apagaron, el silencio me envolvió, mis ojos se cerraron y mi cuerpo tembló. Sentí tanto frío y ganas de llorar, pensando en mi vida y en mi soledad. Sentí tantas cosas que no supe explicar, porque hay sueños lindos que no son verdad. El baile terminó, la gente ya se fue y solo quedo yo. Mirando sin ver, las luces se apagaron, el silencio me envolvió, mi mis ojos se cerraron y mi cuerpo tembló. Sentí tanto frío y ganas de llorar, pensando en mi vida y en mi soledad. Sentí tantas cosas que no supe explicar, porque hay sueños lindos que no son verdad.
This is the Latin Alternative, getting a little bit sad because our episode on the music of Argentina is coming to an end. And fittingly, we just listened to El Baile Terminó, The Dance is Over. This is by Los Bichos. Los Bichos was a band from the province of Córdoba, pioneers, as it turns out, of Argentinian rock. They released a solitary album, Los Bichos, in 1969. And I think this track is absolutely great. It stands side to side with any of the psychedelic pop rock tracks coming out of England at the same time.
And if you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On X, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio. And be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, hermano, how about if we go to the essence, the roots of Argentinian rock? And we're not going to listen to Charly García, we're not going to listen to Spinetta, we're going to listen to the real godfather of Argentinian rock.
¿Estás hablando de Maurice? Are you speaking of Maurice?
Yes, I'm talking about Maurice, the troubadour, the genius singer-songwriter who was influenced not by progressive rock, and he wasn't influenced by the Beatles that much. I would say he was influenced by tango, and he was influenced by 50s American rock and roll. And he blended all that with his Argentinian sensibility for some genre-defining and life-changing albums that he released in the early 70s. Maurice is a national treasure. I think his melodic lines are out of this world. And it's rock and roll, but it's seeped in the melancholy nostalgia of tango that it's permanent with him, even in the happy songs. His second album was Ciudad de Guitarras Callejeras in 1974, an absolute masterpiece. We're going to listen to El Mendigo del Doc Sud by the one and only Maurice. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.